At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. Amazon expanding its same-day grocery delivery program by more than doubling the number of cities where it is available. So, Spencer, first off, for people who haven't used it, how does this work and what does it cost?
Well, so if you're a Prime member and you're in the right area, it'll be, you know, free with a minimum order of, I think, $25. So which, you know, when you're buying groceries, when's the last time you spent less than $25? And so that's how it would work. And then you would get those perishables on the same day. So what Amazon's basically saying is they've tried this in markets like Orlando, Florida, and Kansas City, Missouri. You think of like more suburban areas, not big cities, because grocery delivery has been pretty common in big cities for a long time, even before Amazon. But yeah, think about these more suburban markets where people can get perishables delivered the same way they might get non-perishable goods delivered from Amazon. And that's always been the tricky thing for Amazon, is nailing the perishable delivery.
Who's the one who's supposed to worry here? Is it Walmart? Is it DoorDash?
Well, judging by market reaction, it would be like Instacart and DoorDash more. It's definitely amping up the stakes in the competition between Amazon and Walmart, especially when you look at some of the markets that they're targeting that are squarely in Walmart country, and grocery is a huge part of Walmart's value proposition. But it's not like, Walmart is just laying down. They've got their own offerings, including like buy online, pick up in store, or even same day delivery. So it's not like Amazon can just swagger through and scarf up grocery shoppers. You know, a lot of people have been buying groceries with particular retailers for a long time, and people are creatures of habit. So it's going to be a difficult thing to dislodge.
Now, are there going to be extra add-on costs? I mean, I know some people who have tried this before and they thought it was supposed to be free delivery, and then, you know, there's tip for the driver, or there's some sort of, you know, service fee.
That's a good question. I haven't looked at that. I know there's also suspicion, or are they making it a little more expensive for me, you know, and that's always a hazard of these things and online ordering for your groceries. If you're really trying to watch your budget, it can be advantageous to be in a store and scan the aisles and look at all of the options and compare prices. It's pretty tedious to do that online compared to once you're actually in a store. So that is a very good question about the type of people that will gravitate toward this. You're going to think it's going to be people who are busier and time is money kind of crowd, as opposed to your serious coupon clipping penny pinchers.
Yeah, I always thought that you would want to be in the produce aisle and you would want to see what kind of meat is at the counter and, I don't know, you know, squeeze the eggplants or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly the problem. Do you trust someone else with your grocery dollar as much as you trust yourself? And that's a huge problem. And not just for fresh goods, it's also substitutions. This is where you also run into problems when you order things, expect to get them for preparing a meal, and someone threw in some random substitution that you're not happy with. There are a lot of pitfalls, around this type of business. And there are also, which you can still encounter in a store, right? The store might be out of what you need, but there's definitely some pain points that they're going to have to perfect and get customers used to.
And how soon would we expect to see this roll out to, what, 2,300 cities?
Well, they're saying they're in about 1,000 now. And that 2,300, they must be counting a lot of little neighborhoods, you know what I mean, to get that high. But, yeah, you're basically looking at any big, you know, sizable suburban metropolitan areas around the country where this is going to be available. Because, again, it's already, if you've got a Whole Foods in your neighborhood, you've already got, pretty much the equivalent of this.
And I would imagine, does this create more jobs?
Well, anytime if you're offering to do the work, you know, that people are doing themselves now by driving to the store and gathering your goods, if someone's, you know, fetching all those products to you and bringing them to your house, yes, someone has to do it. They do not have robots fully capable of doing that just yet. So yeah, there should be some work in the mix for people, whether those are very desirable jobs, you know, who knows.
Drone delivery is coming. It's just not here yet. That is Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.